The sounds of bikes zipping by are heard all around Provo. People are giving up driving their gas-guzzling cars for a more healthy and efficient way to get around. Bicycles are seen everywhere around Provo these days, and thanks to new improvements and community outreach programs, Provo received one of biking's highest honors. It was recently named a bike-friendly community by the League of American Bicyclists.
We've been working quite a few years here in Provo, just trying to, you know, working on all fronts, you know, within the community, doing events, working with the elected officials, working with the different departments within the city. And all this time we've been working with all these people and making Provo more bike-friendly and educating drivers, educating bicyclists.
Zach Whitmore is the director of the Provo Bicycle Collective, a group that provides refurbished bicycles and educational programs to the community, focusing on children and lower-income households. Getting to the biking standard needed to be named a bicycle-friendly community was not an easy task.
We've applied every year to, you know, be admitted in with the league. And every year they send back and they're like, you know, the first year they're like, don't even think about it. And then the next year they're like, well, you're a little closer. And so this year when we finally got the affirmative brought back, it just felt really good, you know, after all those, you know, last 3 or 4 years of just really solid work from myself and from all the other volunteers in the community, to see that reward was really nice to be recognized. Because they have a, you know, a really great meter at which to dictate if you're bike-friendly or not. So it really is a big achievement for Provo.
Provo is one of only 3 cities in Utah named bicycle-friendly. The 2 other are Salt Lake City and Park City. Provo built 42 miles of bike lanes in the past 15 years. This summer, the city added bike lanes to Seven Peaks Boulevard as well as bigger shoulders for biking on State Street from Provo to Springville.
It was good to get that award.
Josh Washburn is the manager of Bingham Cyclery, one of Provo's biggest bike shops. Washburn lives in Provo and bikes as much as he can. Although he says he is happy Provo received the reward, he says it still has a long way to go in improving bike safety.
There's a couple things that I've talked to Provo City about that they've kind of not really thought long and hard about what they could do to Center Street to make it more pedestrian safe. Specifically cycling. One of our employees on his way to work got hit, broke his arm, pretty much was out of commission for a year. Two other of our staff members cycle quite a bit to work, and they've gotten hit quite a bit. I'm not saying it's Provo City per se, but it's definitely something the community needs to open their eyes to a little bit more.
But the improvement from years of poor bike planning in the past is paying off for Provo. The city recently received a $150,000 grant to create a master bicycle plan.
From what I understand, it'll open up some doors for us to be able to receive funding and support from the city to be able to take another look at how they manage cycling on the streets, as well as maybe some more improvements to the trails up in the hills. So
with the new vigor for bicycling in Provo, Whitmore says there is one thing people can do to fully appreciate the new award.
Ride your bike, right? I always say that bicycles are a literal and figurative vehicle for change. And the reason for that is when you get on a bike, you can't help but start noticing certain things. You know, particular roads feel more dangerous, particular roads feel more safe, particular roads are smoother, particular roads aren't. And so when you get on your bicycle, you notice particular things about your environment and your neighborhood that I think help make you more active in those areas, and so make your community better in general. And so that's why I always say it's a literal and a figurative vehicle for change.
For Utah Public Radio in Provo, I'm Stephen Tanner.